For over a year, dance parties held in silence have afforded some Oak Bay residents chances to connect, twirl and jump with complete strangers. Called silent discos, these free events invite locals to parks throughout the district to pop on wireless headphones and groove to playlists of pre-selected tunes. It allows for nightclub-style fun without actually disrupting the environment around you, beyond people singing off-key very loudly, said Kara Uttle, the executive director of Oak Bay Volunteer Services, OBVS, which began organizing the gatherings last year. Responsible for providing non-medical support services to predominantly older residents in Oak Bay, the 48-year-old nonprofit kickstarted the quiet dances after support workers heard clients complain about a lack of opportunities for connection in the district. "What we're finding a lot is that people live here, but they don't necessarily have a connection with the community," said Bradley Terpstra, Outreach and Services Coordinator for OBVS. "This gives people the opportunity to participate as a group, and then they can meet friends." Uttle expressed a similar sentiment. "We've been noticing a need for a little bit more social or communal activities," she said. "We picked silent disco because it gives you the chance to connect without needing to talk if you don't really want to. You can put the headphones on and smile and dance with somebody and never say a word to them, and it feels like a connection there. Open to folks of all ages, including kids and neurodivergent community members, the events even offers belts that, when worn, rumble to the music's beat, providing deaf individuals an opportunity to participate. People typically show up feeling a little timid, a little unsure, but as soon as they have the headphones on and the music's going, they'll be dancing for an hour," said Terpstra. According to Uttle, that prolonged dose of exercise is also part of the event's draw. "We wanted to make play and movement as accessible as possible, and there's all kinds of studies about communal dance and the analgesic effects that it has," she said. "It's not just about giving you a little bit of joy, a little bit of that dope hit, it's physically healing. Even just observing other people dancing together has been shown to have the same effect." The executive director added those who've showed up to dance have had nothing but good things to say about the events. "Most people are just giddy and thankful for a good time, but we've had a couple people that have joined us and really appreciate a space where they can just let loose," she said. "Some people have talked about how stressful everything else has become, and this is a place where they can be a little bit silly for a minute, and it's totally okay." Approximately 25 people attended each of the 6 gatherings OBVS has hosted since spurring the initiative. The next discos take place August 11th and 25th at Willows Park. To learn more about OBVS, visit oakbayvolunteers.org.